2019. We're starting a new year. What is on the agenda for the Eugene Police Department?
What isn't on the agenda for the Eugene Police Department is a better question, probably. We are really, really working hard this year. You know, it's been about eight and a half months since I've been here. And as you can expect, those 8.5 months have been time for me to get to understand this police department and this community that we serve and understand the people that I have. We've been doing a lot of hiring. And the time that I was here in 8 months, we've hired 27 police officers. And we are on schedule in 2019 to hire as many as 35 additional police officers. Now, having said that, we're probably going to lose 14 for retirement. So in 2019 is a big push for recruitment and hiring of police officers and dispatchers and professional staff. So that is definitely on our radar in 2019, is building the capacity for this police department to serve this community. And so we're working hard on that. The city has embarked on a very, very ambitious campaign to figure out what does it take to grow our public safety system, our community safety system, to include the police department, to include homeless services, intervention, and municipal court. And so we're working to see what it's going to take to actually build a system that can meet the needs that this community has, because quite frankly, we've been falling short on that.
When it comes to, you know, the same things that you described about keeping Eugene safe and growing with the community, mm-hmm. is it a focus on having boots on the ground, having more rank and file officers seen, or is it a kind of observation? I know new cameras went in around Kesey Square,
sure.
And then using technology kind of like as a, I don't want to say big brother, but just to assist you.
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. I think, you know, when you look at the 21st century policing, that should be occurring. You know, part of that is technology. Part of that is leveraging technology so it can be a force multiplier for us. And those cameras are just there for deterrent. We're catching criminal behavior and we're using them to be able to do that. But it's a tremendous deterrent. We get requests from all over the city for those cameras to come and just, hey, just have a presence in our neighborhood, at our business. It helps people feel safer to know that at least there's a camera system that people see that is watching. And so it's one tool of many that we have. But at the end of the day, the really important piece of this is the fact that we have too many calls for service that go unanswered. And most of those calls for service that go unanswered are livability calls, things that, you know, maybe are not the highest priority, maybe not life safety or property safety issues, but are important to the people that are calling. They feel victimized and they fall below the threshold of being the highest priority calls for service. And we're so busy with the officers that we have, oftentimes we don't get to them for hours. And it leaves people feeling like they're not being served the way they should. And I can't blame them. So we're going to try and do something about that.
With that in mind, what is it that you want the people of Eugene, the city of Eugene, to know as you enter into this new role about your goals or what mm-hmm. you want to accomplish?
Well, I think that I would want them to know that we're working on that piece. I think there's some frustration in our community around the lack of response. You know, people, when they call 911 or the non-emergency line, I think there's an expectation that they're going to get to see one of their police officers. And it's my intent to try and get to a place where they get to see one of their police officers. That's really important to me. So it may take us a few years to get there because the bodies that I need to make this work, I can't achieve in a year or even 2 years. When I look at our recruiting and hiring statistics and our trends, there's just no way I can hire as many police officers, dispatchers, and professional staff in a year to meet the needs of the 168,000 people that live here. So patience by our folks would be important. Patience by the people that we serve, understanding that we are trying to get better each and every day, and each year we're trying to build the capacity so that when we look at the next 3 to 5 years, we're actually have built a police department that better serves this community.
Very cool. And you know, again, to that thought, what would you ask the city or the people of Eugene in a way that could help or assist you make mm-hmm. your job easier? I mean, I know it's a pretty big question. Mm-hmm. A lot of answers can fall in there. Just don't do crime.
Right. For sure.
But I mean, I guess any thoughts on that?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think the tendency for people when they get frustrated is to just give up, you know, and don't call at all. You know, and I hear that a lot. You know, you're not going to come anyway. Why call you? The important piece of that is every call that we get, even though we underperform on being able to respond to some of them, every call we get is a statistic that we can gather that gives us a clear and accurate picture of the public safety landscape here in Eugene. And so those are important. And your phone call as as minor as you may seem it is, or as frustrated as you may seem to be about it, could be a piece of the puzzle for us that fits into something else that we're working on. And so I would say not get frustrated, stay the course, stay engaged, make sure that you're paying attention to what we're trying to accomplish, you know, kind of surround, have this community kind of surround us as a public safety organization and try and support us as we're trying to be better about meeting those needs. So all of those things just in the way of support are really, really helpful for us.
So a lot of us like to go out and to enjoy Eugene nightlife, sure. And have some fun out there. Mm-hmm. What are some ways that you would staying safe,
yeah,
in Eugene and us?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think that is always, we always should be mindful of is moderation. You know, we often deal with issues, especially in our downtown core, where both suspect and victim are just absolutely bombed. And so sometimes when we're not as vigilant as we should be and as aware of our surroundings, when we're just kind of just, you know, hammered out of our gourd. So moderation is always a key to being to staying safe. So I would be remiss if I didn't say, and of course, making sure that you have a designated driver, or now that Uber's in town, there's absolutely no excuse. Keep that thing parked or you know, carpool down, and then when you're ready to go, these young men and women driving these Ubers, they're willing to make a little extra money and take you home. And I think that's really important. But I think being aware of your surroundings is really important. Making sure that you're, you know, going in a small group is always safer than going out by yourself. You know, all those things that I think intuitively you know you should do, but you have a tendency to kind of lose sight of that. The more intoxicated you get, you have a tendency to kind of make those bad decisions. And so that, for me, it kind of all starts with moderation. Have a great time. Go enjoy downtown Eugene. You know, drink and partake and have fun. Just be mindful of that kind of that tipping point where that decision making goes out the window.
Yeah, stick with the basics. You know, group. Don't get too trashed and get some food along the way. You know, yeah, stop at a taco truck. It's
absolutely
never good.
And utilize Uber and Lyft. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you would never underestimate how quickly we change our lives or somebody else's life in just a blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. When you're behind the wheel of a vehicle, a 3,500 pound automobile. When you don't have all your faculties, that's just so key.
Yeah, and I'm a cyclist, so I gotta throw my hat in the ring. What is it when it comes to partying or just being about with cyclists on the road? What would you like to ask of us?
Well, I think it goes both ways. You know, you have drivers that need to be mindful of cyclists. You know, that's one of the things coming here. The community I came from didn't have nearly the cyclists that we have here. So I have to be mindful of checking my mirrors because they are sneaky. They sneak up on you in a hurry at the intersections and when you're making right-hand turns, easy to cut people off. So being mindful of that. But for cyclists as well, you know, those traffic laws that, you know, apply to cyclists as well. I mean, make sure we're stopping at the stop signs, making sure you're looking out for those crazy drivers as much as they should be looking out for you. So, you know, as long as we're kind of all playing by the same rules, we should be safe.
And I do that all the time. I'm always looking.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Just like I never speed as a police chief, right?
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. Chris Skinner, police chief of Eugene Police Department.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Feel free to stop in anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. Love these conversations.